My divorce. I felt totally bamboozled.
And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore.
And now, a story of failure from Failure Lab Grand Rapids. Here's musician-songwriter Ralston Bowles.
Epic fail. Failure, to me, is a band out of L.A. Sounded like Nirvana. A little like Soundgarden. I don't know, 70s kind of a period, I think, if you go back and look. But I don't think that's what they wanted me to talk about, that band. So then I started thinking about other aspects of failure. Failure to communicate, which was a movie quote that I saw. And the captain talking to Paul Newman, and I thought that was pretty cool. But I haven't failed. I've only found thousands of ways that things wouldn't work. At least that's what Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Edison or I think how many people have been told said that. So I grabbed that quote. I thought, well, maybe I could apply that to this as well. There are a lot of great quotes that I started looking for, and they all seem to apply. And I started writing these down because, after all, you got to come out with some cards and sound like you know what you're talking about. There's only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, and that's the fear of failure. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail again, but just fail better. And we are all failures, at least the best of us are. And that was J.M. Barrie, who was Peter Pan. That was a great, great story about not wanting to grow up. And that was kind of my childhood. I really didn't want to grow up. I enjoyed being a kid because I saw, after all, how much failure filled the lives of all the adults around me. I felt when I didn't have anything that I needed to worry about, I didn't have any reason to fail. I could just look to the other people and they would sort of step in and fix things for me. I remember as a young child, about the age of six, that my dad came home and holidays were not the greatest for me in that regard. He would come home rather inebriated and decide that he had a desire to communicate, which was a failure to communicate as far as my mother was concerned. And as a result, he would become very introverted and self-loathing and pull out a gun and decide he was going to off himself. And as a six-year-old, I learned what it meant to be a crisis counselor in the front porch of my house. And that went on until I was about 14. And I wanted out of that situation. I wanted to come away to college. I wanted to make my mother proud of the male figure in her life. So I came away to college, and she had impressed upon me one of the ways that you get out of your situation is to get an education and do well and move forward and achieve. Even though failure is the lesson that is the best teacher sometimes for us, we tend to not want to embrace that part of it. We want to cover it over. We don't want to fail. So for me, what I began to learn to do is for papers and things like that, I got to the deadline of a particular paper in college, and I borrowed very heavily on other authors to finish this paper. And I thought, you know, a good paraphrase was as good as a footnote. And so turning that paper in, I was quite proud of the fact that I was able to knit together all these wonderful viewpoints and authors into what was apparently a cohesive piece of beautiful literature from my pen, and at least from my perspective. I thought it stood the ranks of any scholarly works that had been released, especially since most of them were included in this particular piece. And much to my chagrin, upon meeting the professor who was teaching this course, he also seemed to know most of these authors. as having had them in college and was taught by them and probably was more aware of their works than I was. Even with my beautiful polishing and rearranging of their terms, the basic skeletal structure stood that I had a paper that was not mine. And as a result, he said to me, I cannot pass you in this class, this course. I had done so well in school leading up to that point. I had pretty much it all in my pocket. But this particular person, this particular professor said, you know what? You fail because you did not meet the expectations of your own self. You borrowed heavily, and all you would have had to done was provide me with your viewpoints, whatever and however meager they were. But I'm sorry, son, you get an F.
That was Ralston Bowles telling his story of failure. You can find out more about Failure Lab, and you can hear more stories. Just go to failure-lab.com.